You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Hi, everyone. Debbie Laux here to share more of Monty's concepts and wisdom about the trust and insight we can learn from horses and apply to our own lives. Welcome to this fourth episode reading from Horse Sense for People, a book that's all about bridging the gap between human and horse and discovering how their silent lessons can make us better managers and partners. Many of you who listen to this podcast or have read this book love horses and understand the necessity to guide and lead your equine friend. Without your guidance, your horse will stagnate and not reach the potential that you know it could have. People in your care, whether employees or family members, often need the same love and attention to reach their potential too. While Monty points out that a paycheck is an incentive, it doesn't have to be the only driving force for the people in these examples. We know that in relationships, there's no substitute for investing time. Human nature looks for affirmation. Monty is always looking for the horse to do something right, which is acknowledging and rewarding it. More likely, the person at work would know what actions they should be taking at a company, but you still need to affirm if you want more of it. Listen in.
Join up in the workplace. Fear and mistrust can be delivered to you by two distinctly different messengers. First, the familiar, and second, the unfamiliar. Horses bring about fear in people, generally because they're not familiar with them. People simply have not taken the time to get to know that although horses are large and fast, they have no agenda to hurt without cause. Fear of a parent or spouse or of your boss might be established out of a familiarity and the knowledge that they have a propensity to act out violently. Without willingness, work suffers, and the whole organization is crippled. Take the simple situation of lunch and coffee breaks, time off, bonus benefits. If a manager is fearful that a company's goodwill is being abused, he may try to control the situation forcefully. What he should do is concentrate on making the working environment pleasant and building motivation so that the employee is actually happy to stay busy. If the executive gets his formula right, he may well find that his attention will be directed on having people take sufficient time off so as to freshen them for their task. People, like horses, perform much better if they are willing partners. In 1999, I was in Texas meeting with a friend, Flip Flippin, about his work with the school systems in parts of that state. In our conversation, he told me about an interesting experience that he had with a company called Transit Mix. Again, I learned that join-up has the power to transform a workplace in terms of efficiency and employees' motivation and satisfaction. It turns out that Transit Mix was in desperate need of all three. It faced horrendous costs by high turnover among drivers of trucks used to deliver concrete. It was costing the firm $2,200 to train a driver, and the turnover rate was a staggering 72% every 6 months. The cost of accidents also cut deeply into its profits. Flip Flippin of MB Flippin Associates was brought in by Mark Stiles, president of Transit Mix, to meet with company executives in an attempt to improve performance. Flip is a psychotherapist who owns one of the most successful teacher-educator companies in America. In 1997, he was lying in bed, reading alongside of his wife, Susan, who was watching a PBS special, a documentary on my gentling of a wild Mustang, Shy Boy, in the high desert. Half listening at first, he thought the program was about kids, not horses. But he soon sat up and listened attentively to the rest of the documentary. Later, he bought a copy of the video and asked some of his staff to watch it. They were fascinated but didn't get the relevance to their work until Flip asked them to close their eyes and listen. "Tell me," he asked, "is he talking about horses or kids?" Flip and I have become close friends and later collaborated on a video used for instructional purposes in the school systems. Although I had developed my approach from my work with horses, and his had grown out of his knowledge of children and teachers, there was a strong relationship between my concepts and his teaching methods. Although his work is primarily educating teachers who work with children, he and I had been collaborating for about a year when he got the call from Transit Mix, which asked him if he could use his renowned skills to help that company. Flip took a hard look at the driver problem. Cement trucks carry a heavy load that rides high over the truck's main frame. With that high center of gravity, these vehicles are prone to overturn at the slightest miscue. The drivers were in charge of loading and unloading, washing the truck after each offloading and preparing their unit for the next trip. The work is strenuous, and the scheduling is tension-packed. When drivers quit, qualified replacements are scarce. Another area of concern was property damage. Because of high turnover, competent operation of the vehicles was at a low level. Backing into someone's building or crunching the contractor's Mercedes was an expensive proposition. After a few days of observation, Flip had identified what he believed was the primary problem. The company and these drivers, he said to me, have not joined up.
Tired of juggling brushes, curry combs, and shedding blades? Say hello to Hands-On Gloves, the all-in-one grooming solution horse lovers swear by. Whether you're currying out winter coats, giving a deep massage, or rinsing down after a ride, Hands-On Gloves fit like, yeah, a glove. And they turn grooming time into bonding time. They're flexible, durable, and they stay on your hands, wet or dry, so your horse stays calm and you stay in control. No slipping, no dropping, no kidding. Groom, bathe, and de-shed all with your hands. Visit handsongloves.com today and feel the difference. Your horse will thank you. If you can't come take a class in person, Monty Roberts Online University brings the classroom to you. With over 800 video lessons there now, Monty teaches you his world-renowned methods. Join up, trailer loading, starting young horses, and solving behavioral challenges, all without violence. Named one of Horse and Hound magazine's top 50 horsemen of all time, Monty shares a lifetime of experience to help you build trust and partnership with your horse. Join the thousands around the world who are transforming their horsemanship, one gentle lesson at a time. Visit MontyRobertsUniversity.com, because if you listen to your horse will listen to you.
He found a window up high in an office building where he could see a large portion of the operation. He watched the drivers arriving in the morning, parking their cars, taking over their trucks, and starting their day. They never talked to anybody, and no one spoke to them. When their truck was loaded, off they went, getting directions from a dispatcher on their CB radios. Flip concluded that the drivers were seen as little more than robots. When he met them to hear their concerns, he discovered that they were completely disengaged from the company. Their basic concern was, when is payday, and how much do I get? Flip and I discussed the fact that every time I do join up with a horse, I give him a rub between the eyes. I let him know that I care. Then I communicate with him, form a relationship, and earn his trust and respect. Flip then put in place a model based on one he uses with teachers. It consists of a series of steps almost identical to my own in the round pen. As in join-up, first comes the welcome, one of the most important phases of building trust. My rubbing the horse's forehead is analogous to offering a handshake, saying hello, and exchanging pleasantries. Flip told Transit Mix executives that they had to listen to the needs of their employees, much as I listen to my horses. Flip spent considerable time with the executives and established their individual needs and wishes, both for working lives and for the company. He literally joined up with them and urged them to engage with their drivers in the same fashion. He went around the room shaking their hands, asking them if they had ever shaken the hands of their drivers. Each had to admit that he had not, and all agreed to give the plan their best shot. This was vital, because it is impossible to make significant change in a company unless you have agreement at the top level. The executives had to convey concern, interest, and commitment to the truck drivers to let them know that they were important and respected employees. They started meeting the drivers every morning, shaking their hands and exchanging a few words about their plans for the day. A new company attitude began to take shape. Spanish was the first language of many of the drivers and their families, which caused difficulties when families moved. Flip suggested they hire a social worker who could help these relocating families with things like telephones, electrical hookups, registering the children for school, and finding a doctor. The social worker even went into the homes of the drivers to discuss with their spouses things like job benefits, preschool classes, how to find tutoring services, set up carpools, since the head of the household often drove the family's car to work. Taking a lot of stress out of the matters at home left the men better able to concentrate on their work. The social worker's job was equivalent to follow-up, which enables the trainer to create a bond of trust with the horse. The workers had found a safe place, which enabled them to respect their managers and give their commitment to the partnership. At one point, the child of a driver became seriously ill. The company helped out, and it was astonishing how many of the other drivers showed up to help the family as well. Transit Mix was suddenly a team. Flip then decided to bring Transit Mix executives to watch one of my demonstrations, where they too learned firsthand the power of join-up. Managers went back to work with a new enthusiasm, which they communicated to their employees, and goodwill began to flourish. Shop mechanics would shake hands with drivers. There was a new willingness to work harder to resolve problems. At the same time, Transit Mix executives under Flip's guidance instituted a certified professional driver program. After a thorough training course, certified drivers got a bonus, a raise, and a patch for their uniforms. This created an elite core within the driver's group. Men who were proud to do a good job were now rewarded for their efforts. Competition for the certification courses encouraged drivers to stay with Transit Mix. They even decided to have a competition in the plant for the most outstanding driver. The company discovered the value of giving positive rewards with care and commitment. To anyone who has watched me work with a horse in the round pen, it all sounds very familiar. Most of the drivers came to the company with lots of baggage. They spent their lives relegated to low-paying jobs, and they were used to being treated without respect. At first, they were skeptical. They were unaccustomed to a handshake from the bosses. But it wasn't long before they saw the workplace as a safe place, and their effort increased dramatically. The driver turnover rate dropped from 72% to 47% in just over 14 months. The dropout rate among certified drivers was less than 1%. Transit Mix is confident that the turnover rate will continue to fall sharply. Meanwhile, the company now serves as a model for the trucking industry, and Transit Mix is more profitable than ever.
For details about today's show, go to horsemanshipradio.com. We love connecting with you, so please follow us on Facebook, that's Monty Roberts, or Twitter, that's Monty_Roberts, or Instagram, that's Monty_Roberts. Many thanks to our sponsors, too, that you know who they are. They're Hands-On Gloves and Monty Roberts University. Be sure to visit all the other great shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Until next time, have many happy horse hours.